I'm reading a fantastic book right now called, it's just called The Death Star. That is a story about the construction and implementation of, two authors that I don't know. I don't pay attention to names.
Yeah. But it's interesting?
It's really interesting. Like, it covers how, like, sort of the bureaucracy and the, what it took to build the Death Star. I mean, to build a space station the size of a moon.
Like, aside from the plans.
Like, the contractors, the architects, like, really all the stories that were happening. And then it's also sort of intertwining stories about people who just fucking worked there. Like, there were people that just worked there.
It was,
like,
their job to blow up worlds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, like, right now I'm reading a story about the guy who, like, is in line to be the main gunner. Like, and he's excited. He's like, wow, what a great job. I get this huge gun. Like, he loves shooting guns, and now he gets the biggest gun.
In the universe.
Yeah.
So, how many people are on that thing? Like, when they did their daring run, how many, you know, how
More
many...
More than a million.
What the fuck are you kidding?
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker killed a million
people. A million people. A lot of them civilians.
It was just a space station addition to having this fucking orb gun.
The thing is it's a moon sized, right? So when you think about them, it had to have...
Oh, it had laboratories.
It also had to have cantinas. It had to have recreational facilities that were owned and operated by civilians who were contracted by the Empire to come and run businesses and recreational facilities on the station.
That is horrifying.
He killed over a million people.
That is so terrifying.
Yeah. But I mean, you figure Alderaan had over a million people. I mean.
Oh, listen, I'm not drawing a parallel. I'm saying that's much worse.
But the person that runs the fucking cantina in section B12, sublevel 8, had nothing to do with Alderaan. Like. Anyway, it's a fantastic book.
When I think about all those droids, it's just.
Yeah. It's a super interesting book. The only thing I hate is that they called the prison planet Despair. It's like D-Y-S-P-A-Y-E. I was like,
what?
You don't need to do that. Why do they do that?
What?
Tell me, writer. Why do you guys feel the need to do that?
Well, after you have written a very large book,
yeah,
the reality is that there are many Ys left over.
Oh, they're just in...
You need to purchase them in bulk.
Yeah.
And fantasy is a great... Fantasy has long been understood as a venue...
To get rid of those extra Ys. Yeah.
So versatile.
That makes sense.
I mean, look at Kashyyyk.
That's got Ys for days.
Can you... Is there any other explanation for the word Kashyyyk...
Extra Ys.
...than a Y surplus?
Yeah.
I say no.
It's just like...
Three Ys?
That's too many.
Okay.
But it's just, it's like... It just happened to be called Despair, and it's a shitty planet. Like,
just call it the word Despair. I'll pick up on it. I'll find your meaning.
Yeah.
In that word, it's a bad place.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there. Well, here we should try to make a comic strip.
Okay.
About this topic.